All right, let's get rolling. So I want to kind of continue, not kind of, but I want to continue the theme here of our Easter week. I know we had Tony yesterday, who did a great job, but I kind of want to continue talking about Good Friday, and then that will lead us into our Easter message for tomorrow. So I got two verses for us this morning. The first is 1 Peter 2:24. It says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been saved." And then John 3:16 and 17. John 3:16 is probably the most famous verse in the Bible. So John 3:16 and 17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." So let's talk about the timeline of Friday. So Thursday night, we covered Thursday night, he was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, and basically spent the entire night of Thursday night to Friday morning being bounced around to different folks to be condemned. Well, finally, he ends up at Pilate, who was the Roman leader. He ends up with him, and he tries every which way he can to get out of condemning and convicting Jesus, but finally gives in to the Jewish leaders. So the timeline here on Friday is from 6 to 8 a.m. is when Pilate held the trial of Jesus and eventually sentenced him to death. So once he was sentenced to death, from 8 to 8:30 is when he carried the cross from basically from Pilate's home or Pilate's place where he was judged. So he carried the cross from there all the way up to Golgotha, which is where he was crucified. So at 9 a.m. is when he was raised on the cross and crucified. So for 3 hours he hung there on the cross. And at noon to 3 p.m., a three-hour darkness descended on the land. It became, in the middle of the day, like night. The earth quaked. And remember we talked about it before, the curtain in the temple that separated the most holy room was torn in half at that exact moment. And at 3 p.m., Jesus died. So why in the world would we call it Good Friday when the Savior of our of mankind dies? Why would we call it Good Friday? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but here's three reasons. First off, Jesus was no ordinary man. This was no ordinary death, and there was no ordinary outcome. So it's a good day for all of us because on this day, Jesus completed all of his work. He hung on the cross, true, all bloody and dying, that's true too, but saying with his final breath, "It is finished." All that the Father in heaven had sent him to do, he accomplished. That's what he meant. It's finished. Father, I have done everything you've asked me to do. It is finished. That's why Good Friday is a good day. I can't imagine another time when a death would be called good. The outcome of the death of Christ was no ordinary one. His death for the whole world was that he took away its reason for going to hell. And I'm not talking about mere idea of hell. I'm talking about hell itself. He accomplished what no one else had ever done or could ever do. He released the captives and set the unworthy ones free. That's called grace. It's a shame that our Savior had to die a violent, painful death to free us. However, as Paul Harvey would say, now the rest of the story. Jesus' death is not the end of the story. Thankfully, this story has a happy ending. It's called salvation. It's called Easter. Let us pray. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this holy week that we've got to walk each day and just learn each day what Easter week meant for you, Lord. And on the Friday, the Good Friday, God, we just we're just so thankful that you loved us so much that you would die that painful death for us. But we're also very thankful that you are not dead, that you are alive today, God, that you, Jesus, are with us and sitting at the right hand of the Father right now, interceding on our behalf. We're so thankful for your resurrection, because without your resurrection, we don't have anything. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everybody on this call. I pray, God, that through this Easter walk, this Easter week, and through Rick's message tomorrow, God, that the hearts are touched. And I pray that any heart out there that doesn't have a relationship with you will think about that and think about what you did for them, God, and how they need to turn their life over to you. Thank you again for allowing us to be on this call each day. Thank you for just leading us through your word, leading us through the message that you have for us. I pray for a wondrous Easter tomorrow, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do for us. Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a great Saturday, folks. See y'all tomorrow.